Hello, everyone. Welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a senior technology evangelist on the U.S. Developer Experience team at Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host today. Now, today's session we've entitled BYOD and Design Considerations. Now, the old device-centric world, that was good for us for a time back in the good old days when our IT organizations approved, owned, and they could fully manage all devices that employees use to get their work done. But the rise of so many device types and the desire to of our users to get their work done on their own choice of device, this has really forced us to approach it in a different way and support them and their mobility and productivity in a way that's less device-centric and more people-centric. Now, device is a key factor. Device choice is a key factor, but also, well, sometimes that can be a stumbling block. So our guest today is going to help us understand the benefits, the challenges, the considerations around BYOD, and he's going to give you some really useful resources in the process. Now, that guest today is Yuri Diogenes. Yuri is a senior content developer at Data Center Devices and Enterprise Client Enterprise Mobility Group. That's correct, isn't it, Yuri?
Yep.
All right. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again. This is going to be the third episode around BYOD and all that, so I'm very excited to continue the discussion.
Fantastic. Now, before we get into this, why don't you just remind our attendees, our viewers here today, what do you do at Microsoft? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Currently, I'm working on the Enterprise Mobility Group for as a content developer, as you said, and my role today is to look at the big picture of enterprise mobility, in particular using our enterprise mobility suite solution, and verify where are some of the gaps regarding documentation and the opportunities that we have to enable our customers to know more about this offering and also to use more this offering. So I'm looking more from the solution and architect perspective of the documentation and see and trying to fulfill some of the gaps and also work with partners within Microsoft to leverage their content, their IP, and collaborate with them with the IP that we have in our team.
Okay, okay. And in the whole context of enterprise management suite supporting devices, we have this concept called BYOD, which I'm sure many of our viewers are familiar with. But for those that aren't more familiar with it, why don't you give us a brief summary of that whole concept of what is BYOD?
Well, the BYOD, the Bring Your Own Device, is something that has been growing a lot for the past 2 years, probably. And companies are starting to realize that in order to make the users more productive, they will need to come up with some sort of strategy to embrace the users to bring their own devices and make sure that the applications and everything else is able to work on those devices. So naturally, what we're going to have in this type of scenario is more users using different type of devices, so which means that if a company was very used to have their own platform that they was validated and everything, now they have to really rethink and see which platforms will be supported by the company, see which platforms they will be able to put their applications to run on which devices. But the true intent is to enable users to be more productive. The problem with that, it comes with security, because once you start to open up to a lot of devices and a lot of form factors and users that have personal data together with corporate data in the same device, how can you separate those things and how can you manage without being so intrusive with the user's own data, right? So you have to think about that. However, I'm just going to open another point here just to extend a little bit the conversation to touch about the enterprise mobility as a whole. If you think about, there is the BYOD, which is things that are we're going to talk about today, but you really need to think from the enterprise mobility standpoint, because it will be user-owned device, which is pretty much the BYOD, and you're going to have the corporate-owned device. So when a company is starting to think about a strategy, they have to think about both scenarios. How can I protect the data, and how can I enable users to own their own devices? And how can I do the same thing for the devices that I own as a company? Because many companies will say, well, this BYOD thing is not really for me, but I still want to give my users the ability to use a mobile device. But I'm going to buy and I'm going to give it to them, right? So this way you can equalize the platform and you can do many things. So just throwing this out there, because many people, many customers, they think, well, BYOD is the user plus the company device. No, there are two different things, and BYOD is purely the user-owned device, right?
And I imagine there's probably a solution that Microsoft has, and you'll talk about that in a little bit here, that would address, well, hopefully address both. But, I mean, instead of buying some product set that just focuses on device management, it'd really be useful to have something that actually works with what you already have and using, and as you mentioned, identity being a big part of that, Active Directory as a backend for that is very important. Now, I understand that you and your team have recently published some really useful resources. It's on Microsoft TechNet. What have you created for us?
This is a very interesting content that we put together because it is a design and considerations guide called BYOD Design and Considerations Guide. We're going to have the link on more information on the page. But the good thing about this guide is it starts with a vendor agnostic approach. So even if you do not use Microsoft and you still want to understand some of the considerations that you should have when you are embracing BYOD, you can still use this guide, right? So part, I would say 50% is vendor agnostic because it tackles the challenges of enabling BYOD. And then we move to the next phase of the guide, which is how can I solve those problems and how can I address all those considerations using Microsoft technologies. So that's the good thing about this guide, and that's why we've been receiving a lot of positive feedback about it. I actually deliver a session at TechNet North America, TechEd North America in May here in Texas, and it was about BYOD Design Considerations Guide, and it touched. It was very well accepted because most of our session it was vendor agnostic, and sometimes really to address BYOD, you have to think in a vendor agnostic manner because you really do not know exactly what the user is going to end up using it. The good thing is once we present all the challenges, we are able to solve those challenges using Microsoft technology. So it doesn't really matter if you have an Android or an iOS or Windows phone, you can still using our solution.
All right, very good. So how should one use this guide? Is this something that they should just read through from start to finish, or should folks use it as a reference later on? How do they go about using the guide?
That's a really good question, Kevin, because you can have different approaches to read the guide, but the way that we are envisioning is as a solution architect, someone that really imagine someone that is responsible for design solutions for a company, the architect or even the system engineer, and he received the request to embrace BYOD. The company wants to adopt BYOD, so what they should do first, right? And that's the biggest thing because many system engineers will think of, okay, which product should I use? So they have to step back and say, okay, first of all, let me understand the problem domain. Let me really go through some rationale and understand the pieces that are involved. So when you start reading the BYOD Design Considerations Guide, you started by the problem definition, which is BYOD. So what is the problem definition? What really you are trying to resolve with this? And then you start to think, that's very interesting. So this is what it really means, BYOD. That's a very interesting point. So the guide uses a diagram, which is a spin-off of the people-centric IT stack diagram. We actually use that people-centric IT stack to build this one. And this one is composed by four major pillars. So when you start reading it, you're going to start through the users and devices. So So you got to think, okay, so from the users and device perspective, what should I be concerned about? And the document suggests that you should be concerned about profiles, devices, network connectivity. So for each one of those core elements, you're going to start asking questions. So there are a set of questions that the document provides, and this is really probably one of the strongest points of this document, because it brings vendor agnostic type of questions. For example, let's say for devices, what are the type of devices that users will be bringing? You know, do you plan to provide remote Wi-Fi capability to all type of devices? Do you plan to manage user device? Do you have any scenario in which it's not necessary to manage the device? You know, so there are a lot of questions that you started to throw and make the system engineer think, wow, I didn't know that I have to think about that, you know. And then questions like, does your company have any policy in place to deal with stolen devices? And, we don't, right? So those questions are important, because many times the system engineer and some architects, because this is such a new problem domain for them, they do not know what to ask. Right? So if they just talk with a sales guy, the sales guy, okay, buy my BYOD all-in-one product and we'll solve your problem. Well, but I do not even know what my problem is, right? So this is the good thing about the guy. They can give you the rationale, the questions, so you can better understand yourself and your scenario. Then from that, you start to create requirements for the adoption of BYOD in your company. The second one is data access and protection, which has lots of considerations regarding storage, network, directory, authentication, authorization, policy and compliance, and that move on to management and apps. So the intent is, after you read all those sections, you're going to be able to have design decisions. And you can see on the screen right now that I'm passing some of the examples. These are only examples of design decisions. For example, after you finish reading the management section of the document, you're going to say, okay, based on that reading, I now know that I need to have reporting capabilities, and I need to have a solution that uses some cloud computing resources, and I need to have system set in place. We integrated with Windows Intune in order to do this and that, right? So the guide will help you to formulate those requirements and guide you through which options are available to solve that problem.
All right, sounds good. It's a nice way to do it. I think people don't know what they don't know until they actually start considering the big picture, and being able to lead people through a step-by-step approach to answering a number of questions about their organization, their needs, where those devices are, how they're going to connect, what sort of access to applications and data, how that access should be granted and later revoked, and what that means to the end user's devices are all great things that need to be figured out ahead of time. So very exactly. Good. Now, by way of example, then let's talk about maybe just a quick scenario. Let's say I'm a guy who just got a new iPhone. I managed to keep it from bending in my pocket, and I want to use it to get some work done. Now, I want to get my work done for my work, my company's applications. What does my IT organization need to consider to support that kind of scenario?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because when you start to think about the vendor agnostic thing that I was mentioning on the design considerations guide, you're going to actually, one of the questions that we ask is, what are the type of device that you will be bringing, right? And it is important for enterprise to actually do some sort of survey on which devices the employees are using it. Because imagine a company that creates a BYOD strategy to embrace Android and Windows Phone, but 60% of the employees are using iPhone. Well, that's not very effective, because you didn't cover the iPhone. So first thing to do is to do a survey, you know, which are the vast majority of the devices. And how do you plan to support those devices? Is your company the one responsible to support? Because, you know, at the end of the day, the guy will call IT and say, hey, I'm not able to get my app. I'm not able to fire up my application. It's not working. So you need to understand the requirements for the platform. You need to understand if the apps that you are going to provide for the end users are able to run on that platform, because the application is something, one of the most important things about BYOD, and sometimes people forget that. They are so focused on the infrastructure and how to put the things together that they say, well, I'm going to just remote desktop to the application server and use, okay, you can use VDI, you can do that. But at the end of the day, and as you move on to this mobile workforce, you're going to see a true value when you start building applications that will run on the device. So you just need to see if the application that runs on the Android will be able to run on the iPhone, and it will be able to run on the Windows phone, right? So there are considerations from the application perspective. Mm. You need to think about the MDM platform, the mobile device management platform. Are you going to use something that you already have on-premise, for example, System Center? You should integrate this with a cloud resource like Windows Intune in order to use different platforms, because when you leverage Windows Intune, you are able to support different platforms and use and still managing everything from the same central location, because Windows Intune will integrate with System Center for that, right? Mm-hmm. So these are some general questions and general considerations that you should have. As far as the network, for example, what do you plan for network encryption? Are you going to use SSL for the encryption? Are you going to use VPN connection? You need to think about how the data will reside at the device location. So if you think about encryption, does the device, the iPhone, the Android, and the Windows Phone, they all support data encryption at rest when the device is not located on premises, is in another place? How can I protect the data regardless of the device, right? So that's another important consideration as well.
And certainly over time, devices change, new versions come out. Having tools in place to support the future also becomes an important consideration as well. I mean, I think it's really, just as a side note on our technologies, I think it's really interesting that System Center, and in particular Configuration Manager, actually has these add-ins that are actually installed, these plugins to manage the most recent current versions of devices that are out there. And through with that integration of Intune, being able to manage those through that cloud connection, and even on devices that are not owned by the business. So exactly. Very, very good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else that you'd like to share with regard to what business needs to consider?
Just to complement what you just said, we recently had the iOS 8, and Windows Intune support the iOS 8 right away, right? I mean, wow. when iOS 8 was released, we had a blog on the Windows Intune team blog that explains that we have day zero support for iOS 8 with Windows Intune. So
amazing.
You can get more information on blogs.technet.com/Windows Intune about that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, good. And that's the kind of architecture that we put together to make sure that we future-proof and become, I like that day zero support. That's really great. we're out of time today, Yuri. And again, thank you. But before we close, why don't you give us a couple of resources, maybe give us a really easy to remember URL so that folks can find the BYOD Design Configuration Guide and any other resources you might think our audience would appreciate.
Well, the easiest way to find the BYOD Design Considerations Guide is aka.ms/BYODCG, right? So BYOD Considerations Guide, really easy. So you can go straight to this resource. We also have curation on Microsoft Cura about BYOD. This is going to be available also on the TechNet Radio site. This URL is a little bit long, but it's worth taking a look at. And take a look also on the Windows Intune blog. They have a fantastic amount of information that Also, make sure to visit our Enterprise Mobility Suite page. The URL is going to be on the TechNet Radio page. This is our comprehensive cloud solution to address the BYOD scenario as well as the company-owned devices scenario. So it's really worth visiting.
Most definitely, yes. And I think one other link we can probably include there is a link to your recording from your Tech Ed session. I think that's probably going to be worthwhile as well. Nice introduction to see you presenting live is always a good thing. All right. Well, Yuri, again, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me again, and I hope to see you soon.
Definitely. And we'll see you all again soon for another edition of TechNet Radio.